KABB, KABB, this is AAB1.
Connected to CMN Network.
KABB, KABB, this is AAB1.
KFATHJ, could you tell me how I'm sounding?
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO, good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Kimtron. How are you doing? On my way up to Pontiac for Pontiac area breakfast. A precursor to the Richmond area breakfast that you now do. We're a little less formal about when. Like when we get a wild care of our bud.
Yeah, I figure you might be heading out for the Western breakfast there. A bit nippy out there this morning. Hope you have your parka and long johns on.
I thought about throwing white down. I got a light down jacket that I throw on. That's been pretty warm, but I just wrapped a hoodie instead. So kind of hoodie over a t-shirt. It's a little light, but I'm showing 42 and climbing, so I'll be okay.
Copy that. I don't think I'm going anywhere today. I think I'll probably just finish up my generator project. Although it'll be a little coolish in the garage today, but the sun's out, that's good. And I guess tomorrow night, meeting for the set to see how we're going to handle the set for May 2nd. So looking forward to that.
All right, sounds good. I talked to Paul, and I know his presence at the EOC is helpful, being having built it, being real familiar with it, so he should be available.
Yeah, already looking forward to it. I'll let you go, Sean. Phil's calling, put his call sign out on FBI there. NAWRO, I'll listen out.
Alrighty, we'll head over there then. See how the coordination is going. Thanks for the heads up. Appreciate it.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Julia Alpha, testing 1, 2, 3.
To the testing station. You're coming through almost a little quiet, a little bit of history back up, but not too bad.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
AFA, GDI, can you hear me up there, Ambassador? Hey, what's going on? Let me get to a clear spot here. All right, I'm there. I just ran to repair, give me some brake shoes. I got change or brake pads. I got change my brakes today. I just figured I'd try to hit you up while I was out here. On the 6-2. Say that again. I didn't hear you. Are you on the 6-2? Are you on the Lapeer machine? Yeah. Yep. You must have just left your place. Actually, I just left AutoZone. I'm right by Mott Community College. That's weird. I wonder. Hey, Mike, are you on frequency? Or Scott? Mike or Scott, are you on frequency down there in Lapeer? I can't remember the calls right off the top of my head. YRC. Man, I don't remember the prefix. Mike, YRC, are you you on frequency? I guess not. They were talking about moving it, but I don't know if they got a new location picked out yet. Lost the old one to that storm, and then the school doesn't want nothing to do with it, don't want it there. And then the one before that was on the water tower right down by the hospital. And then the repeater stopped working the one day, and they showed up, and all the equipment was laying on the ground.
Yeah, that would be devastating.
Yeah, these really make things work. The repeater systems make it work. It's too bad they didn't do more 220 stuff as opposed to hooking it on the internet. But everybody seems to think it's a good idea. The individual repeaters will stay up, I guess, if the internet does drop, telecom goes kaput, which is great for some of the machines, but not so good for some of the others. But it does give you a lot more range when things are up and working. When power goes out, you'd be all right. They all pretty much have a backup system of some sort, so you can at least get there with a generator. Some of them may have solar or something like that, or God only knows what they got. But it's pretty nice. I should rejoin a club or two. I haven't done it in years, but I'm not that active on VHF and UHF, but the local clubs do need support. You sound pretty good. I like those little radios. I'm going to go in and try to program that other one in a minute, and then I'm going to take off the Jeffs and then go to Kelly's and put new seal in that new seal and that old Ford tractor, Ron's old tractor.
Yeah, I'm going to go get home. I'm going to change the brake pads on my truck and change the oil. That's what I got going on today.
Hey, mount that little rig, too, while you're at it. Get it up and out of the way. and then, you know, inconspicuous spot, you know, you're going to run some zip screws into that plastic. Don't run anything too long in there, but I just never know what vehicle I'm going to be in and how long I'm going to own it, so I've never really, I've had a few of them fastened in. They actually sunk in the dash, but it's been a long time since I've trusted where I'm at, not to bug out, pick up, and run. I got a new one of these little radios still in the box I forgot I even had. They were so cheap, you know, I think I get $59 for it, for the DJ218 or whatever they are. Those have dual watch, which is nice, so you can listen to Simplex and a repeater at the same time. They're almost like a dual band, dual watch, but they don't cross band, they will not cross band repeat, which is a really neat option. I plan on attaching that bracket in here while I've got the truck out and working on it. All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Stay safe. BDI. On your many travels, keep your eye out for freestanding telescoping towers. And don't give them away. But that's what I want. You know, that's what I'll have to have being where I'm at. I'd like something goes up 50 foot, but drops down to about 15, if possible. Telescope and freestander. That way I can make a heavy-duty tilting base for it, and then do everything, tilt it up, crank it up, you know, and then before a storm comes, I can let it down, and then you won't even have to lean it over if you let it down. The wind, the wind load won't be there, but I'm going to be down that way anyways. Probably bring my laptop, and we can flash at least the 2-meter frequencies and some of the other stuff that you might want to tune into. Like, it's the same program as what's on your ACs. So I'll talk at you a little bit. 73KB8OE. Oh, I'll be on the road. I will be on the road, so I'll have the radio inside the truck. 73KB8OE.
KE8LAX Mobile.
Testing. 1-2. KE8LAX.
Connected to CMN Network.
KE8LAX. KF8, BGI, KV8OE. KF8, BGI, the router, KV8OE mobile. KB8OE mobile. Trying to make it into the machine, you're going to have to speak into the microphone. We've got zero audio.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OE mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
And anywhere, speak to it, are we?
KFA, GFL, out of my lot, harvesting some fiddleheads this afternoon. Just wondered if anyone has ever cooked these before.
Yeah, I usually eat them like salad, though.
All right, right on. We'll eat them raw, huh?
You want to soak them, you know, brine them, get the bugs out of them, but, I mean, you really don't have to, but I would. I mean, if you're going to fry them, I would fry them up, maybe a little bit of butter and salt and pepper, and that's, I wouldn't put much more than that in them.
All right, thank you for the info. I'll treat them like a morel then or something like that, of that nature. I appreciate the help. KFA, GFL, I'll be monitoring.
You know, I guess like a morel, but more like a fried green bean, I suppose, because they are greens, so, I mean, you don't want to go crazy with them. Kind of stir-fry type thing.
All right, that sounds perfect. I finally got out here this year in time. No, snowing currently. There's lots of fiddleheads, two or three inches high, so I'm picking a few off of you and have a couple handfuls. I tried it out for the first time.
I used to eat them all the time when I was a kid. And you can put, you can fry up some onions with them too, maybe instead of butter, use a little bit of bacon grease and then some bacon chunks with them, and I suppose you could put other stuff in there. It depends. I mean, eat them just about plain first, you know, and to get the taste of them, and then use your imagination after that. We used to get them all the time. There's a lot of them up north, up where near where I camped. There's a lot of those, and then you got to be careful when you're getting the, I forgot what they call them, wild onions. Those things, there's a lot of those up there. We just pull the leaves and fry them up. We don't mess with the bulbs because that'll, they're not, they won't come back. Not like, I mean, you don't yank the fiddleheads either. You just kind of pinch the tops off of them.
Look around.
Be careful of the ramps. There's a plant that looks just like them that's poisoned a lot of people. I can't remember the name of that plant, but whole crews that were coming here to establish homesteads here in the 1700s, 1600s, whole crews of people, I mean like 35, 40 people died within days. It builds up the toxicity, so look and make sure of what you're getting. And they taste very similar too from what I understand. But the invasive mushrooms are out like crazy, I guess. The golden oysters. And those are pretty good. I eat a lot of those when I find them. Usually I find a bunch of them at one time, too. So there's a lot of those out. And I guess I'm looking at dandelions right now. So everybody's telling me the morels are up, but I haven't went back in the woods. I'm supposed to go do it tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. A friend of mine about a half mile away from here found some morels yesterday. They're only a quarter inch high, so he's going to leave them for a little while. For identification, this is KFA, GFL.
AB8OE. Yeah, I let them go. They're real light colored now, and they're barely poking out from under the leaves. So, unless I find some large ones, which, you know, it's been so wet in this area that I don't know how good they're popping. But give it a couple, 3 to 5 days, and they'll be plenty big enough. KB8OE.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OE Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
You're rough into the system. I can hear you, but you're rough. Close to the microphone overcome the noise. You might be in a bad spot. Get any of it. I think I know who I'm speaking to, but try another one of the repeaters that has less noise. Flint or, I don't know. Check one of the other ones. KB8OE Mobile.
Delta 8 Papa something. Your audio level is very, very low. Radio signal seemed pretty clear from what I could tell, but the audio level is very, very low. AD8JL.
AD8JR, Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa, is this any better?
8 Papa, yes, it's a little better. Still not what I would, let's put it this way, you're still way audio-wise compared to the alerts that come from the repeater, like connected to the CMN network, that type of thing. The audio levels are still low, but readable. I can understand you this time.
All right, very good. Thank you for that. I'll have to check my mic tape. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm just getting ready for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coordinate that happens on 3932 megahertz or kilohertz, and this is their backup frequency.
You're using the same device that can go all the way from 80 meters all the way up to 440. That's fairly impressive.
Unfortunately, no. My ICOM is the 706 Mark II, not the Mark IIG, so I'm having to use two different radios for that. But I just want to make sure they're both working before I go.
Got it. Makes sense. For some reason, I thought you were worried about the mic gain on both levels, but nothing you said actually implies that. So never mind. Anyway, like I said, it works. People will be able to understand you. You just might have to make sure you stay real close to the microphone. Anyway, hope you have a good afternoon. AD8JL.
KUV8OE Mobile. KE8WUO.
NAWRO. NAWRO, NADBF. NAWRO, go ahead. You guys make it through your net okay?
Yeah, you mean the Sunday State Net just a little bit ago? It was tough.
Yeah, I tuned to it to monitor because I heard someone out here mention it, and you were good, obviously, but we're basically neighbors, but man, I could hardly pick out anyone else.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when they do the HF, and we try to catch it on, it was UHF this time.
Oh, you guys broadcasted it on UHF?
Yeah, that's right. Central Michigan does the trick where they have a control operator, and then they broadcast it. In this case, it's on the UMP, so I had to shoot down to Mount Clemens. They isolate the Clem from, you know, Sean's FBI network. Normally they do the same thing for VHF and a 7.2. It doesn't really matter. They didn't do it this week, so it tends to work out. But, wow, sometimes that signal, you're trying to pull it out of the weeds.
Yeah, copy that. I was monitoring you guys on my 705, and even with RF gain and just noise production, I'm trying to pick you guys out. It was tough.
Yeah, sometimes I use the AST on the Yaesu here, and that works, but, you know, you got to have a certain signal for that, so certain level of signal for it to work.
Yeah, I have that on my 150. I know what you mean. It's not necessarily great for repeaters, but if you got a weak signal, sometimes you can pull it out.
Who you're talking to, not on the repeater, Dakota? Yeah, Sean, I think there's something going on with, am I doing it? 147.2 and FBI? Oh, I thought it was Dakota. Is that Tim? I'm not hearing over on 147.2, but I'm hearing you over here with just you. Well, the state net just got done, and I'm wondering if it's something related to that, or maybe I'm doing something wrong. But, yeah, Dakota was here, too. Go ahead, Dakota. What are you hearing?
I hear both of you, and I'm looking at the dashboard here, and I'm linked up to 43732 on my repeater, so I'm not sure what's going on. Oh, hold on. That's my dashboard. Let me pull up the other one.
So when you transmitted there, Dakota, I heard you both on FBI and 147.2. And just suspect that the state net just ended.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the dashboard. I'm just coming in on the FBI network here, coming in from my repeater.
Yeah, and we haven't reconnected. We're still disconnected for the Sunday night net. So I don't know how we're going out over 7.2.
NAD WRO testing on 147.2. I think Lance just tried to key up.
Yeah, somebody's got something going on, crossband repeater, something like that. Cut it out!
Well, I will stand by and monitor until this gets sorted out. I don't want to be that guy. But I'm looking at my end, everything looks right, so I'll be standing by. N8BDF.
The toys are too powerful for the clientele.
N8NTN. I've got you guys showing up on both 3-1 and on 3-3. N8NTN, clear.
Well, the interesting part is we're not on MI-1, as far as I can tell. For some reason, we're bridged between, and it doesn't look like it's on the All-Star end. It doesn't look like it's done in the background. Somebody's got something external. So, no idea. Hopefully they'll get their head out of their dupa and figure out what they're doing and shut it off.
And it ends here.
I don't know. It's a mystery to me. N-A-W-R-O. I do know, Sean, that 147 and the UHF for Mount Clemens are connected usually, but why did it do this? I give up. N-A-W-R-O, clear, but listening.
N-A-W-R-O, this is N-A-N-T-N.
Hey, yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was just going to, I'm just letting you know that you're showing up on 3-3 and on 3-1 up here in the Saginaw Valley area. I'm not sure how you're getting here.
I suspect it does have something to do with that state net, but because I'm transmitting in two areas, I'm going to stop transmitting. I'll appreciate the assistance. November 8th. Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar.
And 8NTN, clear.
Hey, Tim, drop MI-1. Let's see if it goes away.
Copy that. Stand by. I did notice a plethora of calls I had never heard earlier.
I'm sorry, Tim, you know I meant drop MI-2, right?
Yes, DC 7.2.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, the dash. Okay, so let's see here. All right, looks like it was something coming in on the network. All right, you know what I find puzzling is that I'm not linked. The FBI's network is not linked anywhere. We've got RJD, then we've got... We got the West Bloomfield, Richmond, Romeo. We got 2.6. So then we've got some private nodes.
AB8Y, RCY, IEJ. So we've got no connections to MI one or two on the FBI network. And now that we've dropped the MI2 network from the Mecca, we no longer have the link. So, interesting.
NAWRO. So we certainly can keep that down until further notice. And then the other odd behavior was I checked in on the state net on the UMP, and 7.2 is usually activated a few minutes afterwards. It never was activated. And no big deal, but, you know, now this happened. But, yeah, I'll keep it disconnected until we figure it out. Usually Jeff is assisting Mike, is it OBU, as the control operator. I don't know who was doing it today.
I really don't think it's coming from them because, you know, the FBI network has no connection to them in any way whatsoever. So I have a feeling that somebody, one of the private nodes that are connected up to the FBI is also connected up to the MI2. So we could do some bubble charts and probably figure it out pretty quick. But I think that's what's going on.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
What do you think, John?
That's actually what I'm doing right now. I'm looking at the bubble charts, and I see a AB8Y connected to FBI, connected to KCAUMP MI2. I'm not sure if that would be the candidate.
I brought it up right as you said that. Yep. Lance, come on, man. I wonder if
I
we're still going out on...
we would hear it over here now.
Could
we still link?
Anyhow, it looks like Lance has got his node linking the MI2 to the FBI. Shame on him. He should know better.
This is one of those instances where you can drop the one personal node wise box and still be all connected. B8OE mobile.
NAWRO testing on 147.2, and yeah, it did lit up. Okay, very good. Thank you, Sean. Thanks, John. NAWRO. Testing 147.2, NAWRO, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Connected to CMN Network.
I'm testing as I'm not getting a call sign, but you're coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, station responding. Thanks for having some network issues over here, but we're all set. Thank you so much. November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, clear.
This is Benny Van Gier. Hopefully, I was okay.
KUB8OLE. Didn't copy. You were cut up.
KUB8OLE.
And it still busted off. It was clearer than the first time, but really, really busted up.
Oh, 8 box up.
Sounds like you're having an antenna issue.
K
PB8 OE.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO Mount Clemens 147.2, just doing a talk test. NAWRO clear.
This is. NUARO, this is NNN10. You are coming through on the 3-1.
NUARO. Copy that, Guilford. I appreciate the check. We're just double checking down here in Mount Clemens. November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, I'll be clear. Thank you.
And 8NTN clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
I can hear you fine. How about my signal?
NAWROKCKJO, it's definitely the antenna.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Got you in there, Tom, on 7.2, NAWRO.
This is that bullet. Since they're both NMO mounts, I just swapped them.
Well, it's a keeper. Looks like that might have been the problem.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get a 4x2. Since I got the mount already, all I need is the actual stick. So maybe I'll order that.
You want to go all out, go get a Larson like I did. You already got the mount, so it'd be a little less, but it's still a little pricey.
Yeah, what's the price comparison between a 4x2 and a Larson?
Stand by. Let me find my paperwork. I can tell you about the Larson, that's for sure. At least you have that. Hang on. Tom, the Pulse Larson's NMO270SH. It's a short one, dual band, about $55, but plus shipping too. So.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Copy that. That was at Ham Radio Outlet, NAWRO.
If you want to send a link to that, that'd be great, and then I'll check it out.
And Understood. It's probably going to come on your ARPS email.
That works. I'm going to try switching back when I'm right down here by TSC. See if I get a difference. Be right back. KCKJO.
KWRO.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Can't be 8-0-E mobile.
KFA-GHJ, can I get a signal check?
What was that?
How am I coming into the repeater?
Your signal is good and strong at making it into whatever machine you're on the system, but your audio, I don't know, man. Maybe it's my ears, but the last couple people I talked to, the audio is a little low. So it might be on my end.
I don't know. I've seen a couple things on the internet that say the mic hole on this mic specifically needs to be drawn out. I'll probably end up doing it.
I chew on it. I mean, I almost rest my lips on mine. They keep them pretty low on purpose.
Right on. Well, I'm very new to this. I appreciate the advice. KFA-GHJ.
You've come in pretty hot for most of that. You really got to bark into them. You know, and when I was younger, I had an old 2AT handheld. And I got in there and cranked it just a hair too hot. Back then they had official observers, OOs. And I even brought up the fact that I think it's too hot. I'm going to open it back up, turn it down. And I think I did even, like, within the day. And that guy sent me that little love letter from the official observer. And I put it in a frame and hung it on the wall.
I have to say I'd do the same.
I mean, just rebellious enough to be rebellious. I'm not going to fight City Hall, and this is self-policing, and it's probably one of the greatest hobbies I've ever got into. I like beekeeping an awful lot, but, man, I think this is a lot more rewarding, and your radios don't die over the winter.
Right, I can appreciate that. I do a lot of dirt biking, and then I'm also a concrete contractor, so the winter is when I have the most time to mess around, and that's when I got into this.
Absolutely. It is definitely a wintertime hobby. UHF and VHF are pretty much year-round because you got so many of them laying around. They're just handy, and you get to talk to local people, and you know who you're speaking to. And it's not so much like a HF where a lot of times you never meet those people. I've met an awful lot of them on 40 meters because generally they're closer, 40 and 80. But like on 10, when 10's rocking, you don't meet those people. A lot of them are in different countries. 10 and 20 meters, they're in other countries.
Right. I'm starting to wrap my head around all that stuff. I'm really interested in getting a general license and being able to do some HS stuff.
Don't rule out the fact that you got, like, three or four bands. I don't have a chart in front of me, but three or four of them that you can do CW on. And if you get a rig, and figure out how to cut an antenna resonant, you can go a long ways with CW with less than 5 watts, and I've done a really far on less than 1. Just hook a computer up to it and send keyboard to keyboard, and I mean, it's cheating, but the contacts are a lot of fun.
So the most interesting part of this to me is the antenna building. Almost all the money that I've spent on gear has been on, like, analyzers, stuff like that, and I'm looking into the SDR stuff right now, but I would say that's probably the direction that I'm headed. KF8GHJ.
I've got the True SDX. I've got all 3 band plans on those. I've got a G90, which is, it's SDR, but it's not a, it's a standalone, so you don't get the, they may have different programming, but really it's not like you're looking at big chunks of spectrum. Like I've got 3 Hermes Lite 2 radios. They're a lot like Flex, but they're less sample rate. They're not as good, but Thetis is, has some awesome filters, and being able to see people across the spectrum is pretty cool. But I do an awful lot of antenna building and optimizing, and I'm going to get more into it soon, but I build a lot of wire antennas.
Right on, that's really cool. What was your call sign again?
It's an original novice call from the early 90s. It's KBAOOE Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Echo.
Copy. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to you. My name's John. I'm going to have to get off here pretty soon. But like I said, I appreciate the direction and the advice. You're really the first person that I've contacted using the radio.
Just remember to chew on that microphone. Stay close to it. I'm literally about a half inch, 3/4 of an inch off of mine right now. And it just makes it more audible, especially when your signal's weak in there and you got a lot of static on the noise floor is loud, then, you know, you'll overcome it. And unless you get in there and crank it up inside the radio, you're not going to modulate, over deviate on the signal. So, yeah, I monitor this call.
I lost you right at the end there when you were saying you monitor it quite a bit. I've got to slide out of here and say 73s for now, but I will get with you again soon. I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. KF8GHJ.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.